Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you've ever used a Fitbit, a GPS watch, or a heart rate monitor while exercising, you're part of the age of the quantified athlete. The data and biofeedback athletes can get is quickly evolving and going far beyond wearable devices. And now one Boston biotech startup wants to give athletes an even deeper understanding of how their bodies work. WBUR's Shira Springer looks at what might be the next big thing in sports.
Pull it apart. It's like a little Q-tip in there. Swipe it inside of your mouth on each cheek for about 20 seconds.
I'm taking a DNA test at a Boston biotech startup called Origin. The company's co-founder, Kate Blanchard, is talking me through the process.
All right, so now put it back in the tube and then put the tube in this bag.
We're in a conference room at Origin's headquarters in the Seaport District, down the hall from the cryotanks where the company chills blood samples, and the laboratory where employees process cheek swabs like mine. Origin focuses mostly on regenerative medicine. The startup hopes to create cell therapies that cure diseases. But that's not why I'm handing over my DNA. I'm here for a genetic fitness assessment the company has designed specifically for athletes.
Because they're always looking for more information to be able to better tune, personalize their training regime to be better.
Blanchard says the results will reveal if I have a genetic aptitude for building muscle or recovering quickly from exercise. And I'll learn if I'm prone to joint injuries or struggle to absorb certain nutrients. But I'm not totally sold on the idea.
What do you say to people like me who might be saying, like, really? Is this really possible that, you know, an athlete can figure out how to train better based on their genetics?
So we get that question a lot. And the answer is absolutely. If you have even an inkling or some information that tells you a little bit more about yourself, then you can better tune what you're eating and how you're exercising in order to get even better results.
Origin counts the San Francisco 49ers among its clients, and the company expects to add another NFL team to its roster soon. Trainers for pro athletes have purchased the fitness-oriented DNA testing kit for their clients. Anyone can buy one for $149. But is it worth it?
If you have some dispensable income and you're looking toward finding some test that has some novelty component to it that you can talk about with your friends, you know, might be more value in that.
That's Dr. David Sweetser, Chief of Medical Genetics at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says this kind of testing is not highly accurate, and advises that the results be kept in perspective, especially since a variety of factors can lead to athletic success.
I think the harmful side would be is if you take these types of genetic testing and you think of it as being deterministic in terms of limiting your performance.
Basically, it's a tool. It doesn't mean that it's our 100% of our destinies.
That's Origin's Chief Scientific Officer, Marcy Glicksman. Still, the folks at Origin believe genetic fitness tests could be commonplace in the future.
Does genetic testing come with Little League uniforms 10, 15, 20 years from now?
I don't know if it'll be with Little League uniforms or it'll be when we're born.
Babies being tested for athletic aptitude sounds like something out of the movie Gattaca.
Now, only seconds old, the exact time and cause of my death was already known.
Neurological condition, 60% probability. Manic depression, 42% probability. Attention.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big sci-fi nerd, so I totally know that movie.
Origin co-founder Kate Blanchard again.
And I can understand and appreciate where people are coming from. But what we really believe is that this isn't about design. This is about learning who you are right now.
I keep that in mind when I get a flurry of emails notifying me that my test results are ready.
To explore your DNA?
Yes.
I ask my colleague, Karen Given, to look at the results with me as I log into Origin's phone app.
Cardiac output.
I'm gifted.
Gifted.
The results are broken down into categories like endurance, power performance, metabolism, and exercise recovery.
My VO2 max, I need to adapt that better.
Oh.
I learn I'm gifted in a few areas related to endurance and muscle strength, and need to adapt or work on areas related to speed and flexibility. None of the results really surprise me.
Do you feel like you've learned anything about you that you didn't already know?
I feel like I've got to do a lot more research to know me better, at least on a genetic level. The same could be said for genetic fitness assessments. More research is needed to know how much genetics influence athletic performance versus how much comes from environment, training, and the kind of heart that's not easily measured. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.